Greetings, Flesh Wound Horror Freaks, and welcome to a brand new episode of Flesh Wound Horror. I am Daniel Shine, the man in the hat, joined by producer Todd Loya. How goes
it? What's up? I feel like I'm in the wrong spot, but whatever. There, better.
It works. I don't need to up the top billing. Or I'm not now, the side billing. Doesn't matter. I'm good. I don't have an ego.
I already put you back where you normally are. So, and that's that. This is not true because he's going to tell me off the show. Why was I not in position one?
Hey, you know how it goes. As long as I got my green M&Ms, it's all cool. But anyways, so we're here tonight to talk about a new film, the second film I've seen since I've gone back to the theater. So that makes it a bit of a, or no, actually, yes, second film since I've been back to the
theater. You still haven't seen Wrath of Men?
No, I want to, and I plan to. I know I need to get on that. And I got to see Nobody as well. I know that's coming out soon, but I still want to see it in the theater.
Okay, I was going to say you didn't watch it. I mean, yeah, that's definitely a good one for the theater. I think I'm going to see that one HBO Max one.
The Angelina Jolie one?
Yeah, I might just go see it at the theater.
Yeah, I know. I think our friend Hayden Cornelius did not care for it. So I might check it out.
It's so much easier to have like full concentration when you're at a theater.
Yeah, that's true. Oh, so. It definitely is. I definitely want to see Wrath of Man. I've heard good things.
Yeah.
So anyways, tonight we are here to talk about the brand new film from director Timur Bekmambetov of Night Watch trilogy fame. Wanted, I believe, and Anderson's on the topic of Angelina Jolie. So his new film, Profile, this one follows a British journalist who goes undercover and infiltrates the digital propaganda channels of the so-called Islamic State, which has been mobilizing ever greater numbers of women from Europe. Her daily internet contacts with an ISIS recruiter gradually pull her in and push the limits of her investigation. So Profile is actually based on French journalist Anna Arelli's book In the Skin of a Jihadist, about her investigation into the recruitment of young women by ISIS, and obviously a very timely thing. We've seen a lot of stories about traffickers and just horrible stuff in the news. So didn't know a whole lot about this one, quite frankly, going into it, which was nice. Just kind of went in blind. I would describe it.
I wish I would have went in blind, but Dan went and told me it wasn't a horror film, which we should say that up front. It's not. We do have this under Flesh Wound Horror. I probably should have thought that out. But you know what? It is horrific stuff we're talking about. So
it's suspenseful.
Yeah. I mean, it is definitely edge of your seat, but it's not going to be like a gore, you know.
No.
It could have
gone there.
Yeah.
You know, it could. But yeah, no, if you're... let's just call it a suspense thriller, true story. Yeah. I really enjoyed the acting in this one, particularly our lead, Valine Kane, who plays Amy. I thought she was really, really good. I thought everybody in this did a fantastic job. And also because they managed to make you have some sympathy for the villain to a certain degree. I mean, they do a pretty good job, because anytime you see these stories, sometimes you tend to think it's like, what kind of an idiot is going to go to Syria and join, you know, ISIS, you know, or marry a fighter in, or a terrorist in ISIS. I mean, it's just insane. But you watch this and, you know, you can kind of see how it happened, how he, you know, she kind of starts to, you know, blow her cover. You know, it's suspenseful in that sense, because luckily I didn't know too much about the actual case.
We didn't discuss it earlier, but let's definitely have a spoiler section, so we'll keep it light until we get there.
I won't give it all away. So yeah, you might be better off not looking into the true story too much, to, you know, you might be surprised. But this is pretty much all on a laptop for the most part, which, you know, that depends. There have been some films where that's worked. The Last Unfriended, I thought, was actually pretty decent.
Searching, another non-genre, non-horror picture, was really good.
Yeah.
I want to say also same producers on this one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Searching was a very pleasant surprise. Actually, yeah. Probably some of the best acting I've seen from John Cho. It's not easy to make that work, just 99% of it being on a laptop like that. But they do a really good job, and it's very just disorienting at times. Just, you know, this one had me like, what the hell, are you stupid? Don't do
what you start. There's one thing she starts to type, you're like, what the fuck?
Oh, yeah, that I was like, which is good. I was very engaged in this film,
definitely.
But yes, again, don't go in expecting, you know, Unfriended or anything like that. Yeah. But what did you think, Todd?
I know I mentioned this because when it was announced a few weeks ago, it was supposed to be hitting VOD and theaters. So I thought we were going to be covering it on VOD, but didn't materialize. So I was like, well, we're going to the movies again. Let's go check it out. And yeah. I didn't know anything else other than from, I want to say, may have said Unfriended and Searching. I know there was another like similar film that was from the producers of, And so far I have really liked them. Unfriended, the first one, was probably not as good as the second or some of the others.
The Den is another one going back a little ways.
Which one?
The Den. I think that was kind of snuff.
I don't think I've watched that one. So now I'm going to need to watch The Den. So don't say more. I do kind of like that genre. It's not found footage, but I think it's because everyone, like right now, we're sitting at a computer screen, so we can all relate to, you know, doing the same thing. It kind of would have been cool watching it for the first time on the laptop, but yeah, I did really like this one. I didn't know anything, well, much going in, Dan. I actually did think it was more genre based. But even without that, it is really good.
Yeah.
I think it's worth your time. If you're just a gore hound, I don't think you're going to have anything, you know, with this one, but it's just, you know, such good film again. I mean, already the director, I know we go back to Night Watch and Day Watch, some great stuff. And I know Wanted, you mentioned, but he's done a bunch of newer stuff. But yeah, I like he does so many different things, but I mean, I don't think I've seen anything he's done and haven't liked. And this is, continues that trend.
Absolutely. I don't believe he has ever steered us wrong in terms of anything that he's directed. Abraham Lincoln Vampire Hunter, I know, was a flop, but I liked it.
I liked that one too. I think that's more. Yeah, now I want to watch it again. It is 3D. So, we didn't mention, I know the actor's name. I'm trying to remember look at his character's name. Shahzad Latif, the one who played the recruiter.
Oh yeah.
I'm not even going to try to say his name. Abu Belial Albert. We'll just go with Belial.
He's not a basket case character, but yeah.
I knew you get that one. But yeah, I mean, everyone in it was so good. There's one point where you're like, should we rate it? Just go to spoilers. I it's kind of hard.
Yeah. So we rate on a scale of 0 to 5 stars. And then after we do that, we will get into a spoiler talk segment. I am 4 out of 5 stars. I really love this one.
I'm with Dan. I probably could have went higher, but I'm a 4. I mean, it's really worth seeing. If you can see it in a theater, do it. It's not one you have to, though. You know, because of the way it's done, the whole computer thing. But it is kind of cool seeing it on the big screen like that. I don't know. I did have an enjoyable theatrical experience. So,
yeah, actually beat out Spiral and Army of the Dead for me. So.
I was gonna say it, and the return to the theater has worn off a bit for me. So now I'm just like, I'm already planning 3 a week at this point. Give yourself a couple more and you'll be like, okay, I'm everything's back to, well, not, I don't want to say normal and get ahead of ourselves, but theater viewing is much better. I'm not looking forward to when it's all going to open up because I like having the buffer seats.
Yeah, but I like having theaters. That's the most important.
No, I get that. No,
yeah.
I'm with you. I just like having the buffer
seats. I get that. I like that too.
I know, like, I think Quiet Place is like all full already for mine. Right now, our theaters out in California still have two buffer seats. Like, you get you and then two on each side. So that's going to drop, I'm sure, to one. So as the, when I was in Arizona, I think it's we had only one
for us right now.
Well, you guys, everyone, we're like one of the, we're late opening up. I think New York's another one. They're slow too, which makes sense for those two. But yeah, when I was in Arizona, it was one buffer seat. I was actually surprised when I got the last two. What did I get? Cruella? No. Conjuring, it was still two buffer seats, which you might want to get on that one, Dan, because that one's already starting to fill up here.
Yes, so, I have that. I have that booked.
Well, I booked Dolby. I am kind of, you know what? I'm rambling. Let's just get to the spoilers.
Spoiler talk.
Yeah, we gave him enough time to tune out at that point. All right, let's hit the spoiler warning. We'll be, if you haven't seen it, go watch it. Or if you don't care about spoilers, and there are people who like to know more, then hang out. But it is spoilers, and we're going to be freely discussing them. All right.
So you've been warned. It certainly could have gone full horror movie. I was like, God, I wonder, like, at the end of this, if it's going to be, like, just really horrific and she's going to go there and get, like, cut into little pieces or, you know, it could have gone there. So I think a lot of gore hounds are going to want that. So, but it's just not that movie. Doesn't need to be. And it was suspenseful at the end. I really liked that, she kind of got to a point where it's like, oh, fuck them. You know what? She was brave. She didn't cave to the intimidation tactics and she published her story. Again, all kidding aside, ISIS, you know, and these recruiters, they're fucking monsters. And I like that this movie really, at the end of the day, yeah, it made you feel somewhat sympathetic for the guy, but at the end, you know, when you had that reveal, I mean, he did a pretty good job of, you know, going full monster.
Yeah, like when we get the decapitation video, like the rest of it, and well, I guess I could say, yeah, and it's a joke, and we see all the photos, and we see, like, her perspective at that moment, you're kind of like, well, I mean, is it perception of what a monster is, or is he really a monster? I mean,
ultimately, he certainly was a monster.
Yeah, I'm saying, but I mean, when religions and different cultures are, like, brought in, it's hard. It's a little bit harder. I mean, what's normal one place is not the other, and I'm not saying they're right or who's wrong or blah, 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 because I think all religions are garbage, but... I'm not. If you love God, that's fine.
Real time with Todd Lawyer.
I'm not. Yeah. I know. I probably shouldn't have said that, but whatever. If you guys like it, that's good. I'm cool with that. I don't. Yeah. Just not for me. There is a moment, we'll just say, that she's, like, literally going to break her cover as a reporter.
And I was like, you deserve to die if you hit send.
We'll come. I was just like, that simple thing and her not, that was the very suspenseful moment. I got something to tell you. What? And then she types it out. You're like, oh my God, don't do that. Cause, you know, she's starting to fall for, you know, this is how those girls get, like, caught up in it. I do want to say one thing. It was so accurate. There was this story about, like, the reason she was doing this story, the young girl died or was stoned to death. I can't remember exactly what it was. Stoned to death, was it, Dan?
Yeah.
Okay. But, like, the comments were like, oh, good, fuck, you know, fucker, all this other shit. Like, and that's how comment sections are. It's like, damn, that was still someone's daughter, could have been someone's sister. It's just,
The internet is an armpit for the most part. That's that's just the
general. But yeah, it was very accurate. So, but it's kind of sad at the same time. But
yeah, this movie. I mean, it's very thought provoking because again, even in my own head, I'm just thinking like, how did you not know that this was a trap? You know, and I mean, and to a certain degree, you want to just like hug some of these girls, like just say, hey, look, I get it. You're pissed at your dad or you're frustrated with school. Like, don't fucking meet terrorists on the internet. And, you know, it's not gonna get any better that way. So yeah, no, I really dug this one. And, like I said, it could have gone a lot of different directions. I thought we were heading for a much darker ending, but I'm kind of glad this one was uplifting. Not everything has to be dark.
I didn't know it was a true story at first.
No, I kind of started once I got settled into the movie. I didn't remember like the name of the lady or anything, but I was like, oh, wait a minute, how did that end? But I couldn't remember exactly.
Yeah, and we don't lead off with this is based on a true story. We kind of save that for the end too. So
yeah.
I didn't even know if the marketing has that. I didn't even look that close to the poster. I know, Dan. I saw the comment. Is this a secret record sequel? Well, it has the red circle, so I get it. I don't know. Do you have anything else? I mean, I really like this movie. I think it's worth checking out. It's definitely, like you said, it's a conversation starter.
It is. And I actually really like that because the one thing about not having until just recently reactivating my AMCA list is you don't always see a lot of these movies right away. And that's the beauty. Three movies a week, every once in a while. I mean, this might have been one, quite frankly, I might have sat on for a while. Yeah. So I'm glad actually that you suggested it and we got to see it. And yeah, so I mean, basically, we can occasionally close on a not raunchy note and just say, hey guys, learn something from this movie. I think there's certainly some wisdom. So if you're out there, you're feeling lonely, there are better ways than getting caught up in this sort of shit. And don't be an a-hole on the internet. That's another good way to do it. We're kind of a-holes, but we're nice a-holes.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So we're a nice a-hole at least.
Yeah. Most of us are. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sorry. I'm like, all right. On that note, I think we're going to wrap this one. Dan's got anything else. All right, Dan, take us away.
Be sure to like, share, subscribe, and hit that notification bell here on YouTube. Be sure to listen to me on Region 3 this Thursday. Also, fleshwoundfeatures.com, where you can get the link to our Teespring store, all our merch. We got new merch coming. Patreon.com/fleshwoundfeatures. We have some exclusives up there right now. Again, coming soon. It all starts at just $1. So, you know, you want to throw $1 our way, we appreciate it. Or more. We got different tiers. And yes, listen to all our Vinegar Syndrome shows, our Army of the Dead show. We got a lot of stuff up right now, so check it out.
All right. On that note, we're out.
Good night.